Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me, I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I want to talk about some things that are going on right now. As you know, last week, the economy, let's back up just a little bit further. The economy seems to be hitting a little bit of a flat spot. For most of 2011, the economy has just been, kind of lagging along in the 1% growth range. I think they downgraded, I've forgotten which quarter, but it's not been doing so great from a macro standpoint, the overall economy. And we got a lot of other problems in the country. We got high unemployment, very high unemployment, extremely systemic and very stubborn unemployment. That's for a lot of different reasons that are going to have to be solved individually, and we got issues in the global markets and we've had high oil prices. That's not helping things either, right? So all those things are contributing to a tough economy, and then we have the stock market let me back up a little further. Then we have our government that can't seem to get its act together, right? We have we had the kabuki dance. That now our government is now giving kabuki dance a bad name, right? Kabuki theater a bad name, and so we had this nonsense that the government can't seem to get a budget passed, and then they're running deficits, record deficits that are just putting us into hock for as far as the eye can see, and then they couldn't reconcile all this and come to a resolution in order to meet the obligations that they have with the debt limit. And so finally they got that done at the last minute, right? Exactly at the last minute. And a lot of people blame different people. The Republicans blame the president, the Democrats. The Democrats, of course, pointing their fingers at the Republicans, especially the Tea Party. And all the Tea Party did was to say, we need to live within our means, and that is something that that the American government, especially the U.S. government, has got to do. So then we had a really couple of tough days in the stock market, Thursday and Friday, really bad days. And right on top of that, literally at the end of the day on Friday, Standard & Poor's, one of the three rating agencies, prominent rating agencies, along with Fitch and Moody's, Standard & Poor's unilaterally downgraded, for the first time in the history of mankind, downgraded the U.S. credit rating from AAA to AA+, meaning that the U.S. rating is not as good as the Isle of Man, Liechtenstein, or Luxembourg. I'm telling you the truth, folks. Those three places have AAA ratings, but the United States doesn't. Now, I agree with Warren Buffett. The U.S. government doesn't have a AAA rating. And I'm quoting him now. I don't always agree with him, but I do in this case. The government doesn't have a AAA rating. Our currency doesn't have a AAA rating, but our credit does. The United States the idea that the United States is not a AAA rated credit is ridiculous. But if that's the way Standard & Poor's sees it. And they can show the reasons why, but then that's fine. That's what their job is. But we also know that these are the same people who didn't make the proper calls on all of the corporations and all of the organizations that helped to create the 2008 financial crisis. They were calling these people AAA when they weren't, like AIG and Bear Stearns and Lehman Brothers, that sort of thing. They were calling those things. They were giving the high ratings to those when they were junk. So for them to come back and do what they did when they did it, in my opinion, was questionable. I believe they did it to raise their credibility, which I don't think they succeeded in doing that. I think that was a failure. And the timing was horrible. Did it have to be Friday? Now, I know they've been warning about this. I know they've been telegraphing this. But that's done. So let's say I'm wrong about that. Let's just say I'm wrong about that. And let's look at the other side of the coin. And that is, now that we've got this downgrade, now that this has happened, what is the good that can come from this? Well, one of the good things is, the irony is that people are blaming that there were some people in the S&P that were blaming the Tea Party for not allowing revenue to be increased. Well, the truth is, the Tea Party people, the irony is, the Tea Party faction of the Republican Party are saying the same thing that S&P is saying about our government. They're saying that we don't have our act together. The government doesn't have its financial house in order. We've got to turn the tide. We've got to turn the spending from runaway spending and deficits to going the other way. And so there's some irony in that. And I want to say that as ugly as it might have been, if it hadn't been for the Tea Party, we wouldn't be having a conversation about turning around spending in the United States, about stopping some of the spending in the United States. If it weren't for the Tea Party, and as you know, I'm not a member of the Tea Party, but I do think that they have got to make that case. Somebody has needed to make this case for a long time to get the attention. And so consequently, the S&P downgrade, as much as I think it was politically motivated and the timing was bad, the truth is it could very well be the catalyst, along with the Tea Party. Those two things together, working actually as partners, believe it or not, could actually create a scenario where some of the people who love to spend money in Washington, who think that the way to solve problems in America is for government to spend more money, those people whom I believe are wrong, they may have to rethink their strategy, because the Tea Party has got some influence and some power now in Congress, and the rating agency S&P has downgraded America's credit. So that's creating a scenario where the debate can really be had about how does America lower its spending? How do we reduce the spending? How do we get control of this deficit? How do we lower the debt and regain our credit rating? This is the debate, folks, that's going to be happening right now through this next election, and we've all got to be part of that. We've all got to participate in it. We'll take a quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Be like thunder. I
don't know why they don't explode. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.